This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Truth Hounds, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Anna, and I've been unemployed for 2 years now. So I really have nothing going on.
And I'm Kyle, and in middle school, I received the award most enthusiastic to learn. So that makes me pretty special.
And that is what makes us the perfect investigative duo. We are two friends who love each other very much. But what we love even more is getting to the bottom of mysteries. All mysteries, sure, but small mysteries specifically. Trust me, no mystery is too small.
No. Why don't you trust me when I tell you we are ready to sniff around? We are
the Truth Hounds.
Previously on Truth Hounds.
We would put together our own film festival and invite Beat Macrame to it.
Oh my God, are you okay?
All I saw was the name and hello, Kyle and Anna.
Our festival would go on. Right history's wrongs, and you know what? It would rock.
Thank you so much for coming out to the BC Film Festival. Wow. They don't tell you until you get up here how bright it gets.
We weren't going to have the answers we were seeking until we met him, looked him in the eyes, and asked him, "Who are you? Why can't we look away? And why did you charge us so much money?"
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, it's Kyle.
Oh, hi. You never call me.
I literally just saw the craziest thing, and I have to show you. I think it's going to blow the lid off this case. It's going to blow the roof off this case.
Where is it lid?
I'm not sure, but meet me at the beach.
Okay. I will be right there.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for meeting me here.
Oh my God, of course. It's such a pleasure. I mean, it's so beautiful here today. You know what? I feel like the last few times we've come here, the sky hasn't been clear.
Yeah.
And today it's just the sun is shining. This is like a picture when you, when you picture
it's clear. Heaven. The sky is clear as glass.
Absolutely.
The air smells of salt and the earth.
Yes, that's right. It smells so kind of musky and oceanic today, for lack of a better word. Oh, my God.
I look at this setting and I go, wow, I feel like I know what it's like to be a sailor in the 1800s.
In the 1800s? Isn't that... Okay, what you're saying is funny. And I think there's a great point to it, actually. That this is all modern and luxury all around us, but you look at the water and that's what it looked like back then.
That's exactly what I meant.
Absolutely.
Is that the same thing we're looking at is the same thing that
they were
the
looking.
The sailors from the 1800s we were looking at.
Oh, I love that. Kyle, that's a really nice point.
Okay, so I brought you here.
Yeah.
Because I saw something. Okay, I was just looking around on the film festival's Facebook.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I saw an event happening in a couple weeks in Las Vegas.
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
so I'm thinking we go.
They're having an event?
In Las Vegas in a couple
Wait,
of weeks.
Wait, but is it like a in-person
like
event?
Another like mini film festival.
Oh my God.
So we have to go.
Wait, okay, oh, hang on.
Yes.
Hang on, before we get too excited. How much is it? Because are we going to have
it's
to
fund... It's his free admission.
It's free admission?
It just says first come, first serve. So we have to, I guess we have to get there.
Oh, we got to get there early.
Unless it fills
Wait,
up.
Wait, so it's
yeah.
is it the same
it's
thing?
It's the film festival. Putting it on.
Wait, is it the same movies? Our movies
I think
not
it's
gonna...
a different event.
Okay.
But it's run by them.
And it's in person?
Las Vegas in a couple of weeks. I think we drive there and we go.
We drive, we go.
And meet him.
He'll have to be there.
Yes.
So we'll see him.
Yes.
Oh my God, so we're going to go drive
yes,
to Vegas
gonna
and we're going to see him. Oh my God.
We're going to go.
Oh my God.
Yes. We're doing this. We're finishing the investigation.
We're finishing the investigation. Maybe we could stay the night and go out to dinner.
I'd love that.
Oh, I would love that.
Episode 9. What is fear and why can't I look away? Part 6. So, we came up with a plan. We would drive to Las Vegas for the Film Fest event. This was it. We were going. There was no way we wouldn't meet Beat Macrame. Because this event was in person, not online. In fact, we decided to go so quickly that we didn't even have time to consider the implications. Who would be there? Where will we spend the night? Would we know where to go eat because it's a new town?
The event was a week away. And then... I had a dream. I'm dead serious. I'm not making this up.
I had a dream that we literally walked out of the Beep Beep Film Festival, got into your car, you drove, and...
Accurate?
My dream, well, even in my dream,
well, accurate.
I still can't drive on the freeway,
yeah.
So...
Well, yeah, okay.
And so we went to the festival, and then we saw him, and we hit record, and we were able to use his real voice because it's Nevada, and I'm pretty sure, and I don't know if this is true, but in my dream, I'm pretty sure that Nevada, you can record someone without their consent. I'm pretty sure, let me look it up.
What?
No.
Wait, that's so, crazy.
I literally don't know. Wait, Nevada recording. Okay, it is. Oh my God. Okay, Nevada is a one-party consent state in cases of oral communication.
So
under Nevada law, it is illegal to secretly record an oral communication without the consent of at least one party. Can I record my conversation with my boss in Nevada? In Nevada, you may record an in-person conversation so long as one party to the conversation consents to the recording. That means if you are the party to the conversation, then you can consent to the recording of yourself and make the recording without the other party's consent.
You guys, the listeners, my dream was prophetic. Am I the Nostradamus of this podcast? Under Nevada law, it was lawful to record in-person conversations as long as one party to the conversation consented.
Bingo. This was huge. we would be able to go to Beat Macrame's event and record him without him even agreeing to it. We felt like we had just won $1 million. This would make meeting him so much easier. Because no matter what happened, we didn't need his consent to interview him for you guys, the listeners. It allowed us to get the interview by whatever means possible. We could walk by him while he was talking to someone else and say, "Hey, nice contact lenses." And he'd go, "Thanks." Meanwhile, we were recording that. This was really good news. I didn't want to admit it, but how would we even have asked him for his permission to record? We had just spent an entire season talking about him. What, he was just going to be like, "Yeah, sure, I'll be on your podcast that's all about investigating me"? I mean, this really would have been scary. Honestly, it would require a level of mastery that I wasn't sure we possessed. We texted our podcast producers about the good news and got a milkshake to celebrate. But honestly, we didn't get to celebrating that long.
Wait, did you already finish yours?
Yes, look, I'm already done.
That's crazy. Why is your straw so tall?
Is yours is the same height, but there's milkshake.
That's crazy. I never noticed.
Just because there's milkshake.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. It's banana peanut butter, which I've never had.
That sounds good. Like,
wait a minute.
What?
Oh, I just got a text from our producer.
What does it say?
Wait.
What did it say?
Okay, because the podcast is broadcast not just in Nevada, Nevada laws actually don't apply. You need to get explicit written consent.
Wait, okay, so why would we need it if it's the law? I don't get it.
Okay, I think it's because the podcast is listened to outside of Nevada, it's not just Nevada laws that apply to it. So someone listening elsewhere, I guess, because we have, we have the fan from Australia.
Okay.
So we have to have him sign the form.
Oh,
so we have to go up to him and have him sign the form. Hi, here's
that
the form.
That makes it so much worse. I don't even want to do it now. We have to.
I honestly am glad I have more milkshake because this is...
Kyle, I know what you're thinking. You want to back out. But the thing is, we can't. We have to go. If not for you and I, then for them. The listeners. I mean, think about our 12-year-old fan who learned the word pissed from us. We have to do it for them. All of them. Fine. I was really scared because this meant we were going to this event and we could only interview Beat Macrame if we got his explicit consent. But honestly, all of this seemed terrifying. I know we've done a lot of crazy stuff on this podcast, but this could be dangerous for a multitude of reasons. There was no doubt that we needed to go. But before we did, I needed to know that Anna and I would be safe. I know things are getting really good, but we have to take a break for some ads.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the ad break is over. Back to it.
I thought about the various ways to know the future. The various ways to ease our minds. One stood out. Seeing a psychic. So, the day before driving to Vegas, we would go see a psychic. Psychics notoriously do not like being recorded because they're mysterious. We needed to be upfront about recording them. Otherwise, they'd know. Because they're psychics.
So, we looked around for a psychic who would let us record them.
Let's see. So, I'm just entering psychic into Google Maps, and I'm seeing what's going on here. And we're going to sort by distance. Okay, there we go. So, spiritual. Okay, that one.
That looks like a graveyard.
That looks like not a place. Okay, this, okay. Okay, this looks right.
Okay.
This kind of place?
Yeah.
Maybe we can...
It's like Cypress Park, kind of.
Yeah, do you want to just try to go? Okay, so let's just try to go. Okay. I'm going to pull up the directions. Okay.
We arrived at the address.
This looks exactly what we're looking
this
for.
This is exactly what we're looking
because
for.
You specifically said you want a real psychic place with the neon lights.
I want neon.
Exactly that.
Yeah, I definitely want neon. Who's this guy?
Hey,
oh, he got his hair. No, he just got his hair cut. This is just a high traffic area. Okay, so now we're gonna go.
Well, I'm gonna go in.
Okay, so you're gonna go in. I guess I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna just find out if we're allowed to record. Do you want to just stand outside, or you want to stay in the car?
I'm a little...
You're that scared?
Scared, so maybe I'll stay in the car.
Okay. All right, I'll be right back.
Just go, me and my friend. You think I go too elaborate.
I feel like you're being so dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic, I just don't want them... Well, they're psychic, so they're gonna know for lying.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Just be safe. I feel like she's not gonna be safe. Be safe. Just be safe. I said, be safe.
I went to the door of the psychic and saw it was closed. The sign had a number and said to call if you wanted to make an appointment. I called the number and reported back to Anna.
So I called immediately, got a pickup.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
hey, I'm at, I don't even know the name. I was like, I'm at the psychic building, your building.
Yeah. I don't know how you even refer to it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just wondering when you're going to be back because it says closed.
Yeah.
And then the psychic that picked up
yeah.
was like, I'm collecting supplies for my clients right now, which I don't know exactly what that means.
Oh my God.
And then the person was like, would you like to make an appointment? And I was like, well, actually, I was wondering, like, would I be able to record the session?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I'd like to do. And then the person said, no, but you can take notes.
Mm.
And then they said, do you want to make an appointment? And I said, no.
We tried another place, and it was also a no-go.
They had a Ring doorbell?
Yeah, it had a Ring doorbell. You stood off to the side, and then basically after, like, I want to say, like, 5 minutes, someone finally came down to the door.
Well, someone answered the Ring doorbell first, and they said, I'll be right there. Then we waited for 5 minutes. Then someone came to the door.
Someone came to the door, but then the weird thing was, like, they didn't fully open the door.
No.
So it was like, I couldn't even see who I was talking to.
No, and they were completely in the shadows.
Completely in the shadows. And I was like, I just wanted to know if we could get a reading, and then also if it'd be possible if we could record the session. And then that person was like, no. And then the psychic is not here right now. So then immediately we were like, well, who are you?
Yeah, who are you? And wait, we still can't record?
Yeah, I just really feel like, having gone to a few places now, psychics are just very weird.
Very weird, very secretive, which is why, unfortunately, I feel like they would make a good kind of companion on this journey, but
yeah,
all right, I don't know.
Okay, let's off to the next one.
All right, off to the next one, I guess.
We were feeling defeated, but we didn't want to just give up. The fact is that we needed to know if what we were about to do was safe. Remember, we were going to show up to Beat Macrame's event the next day in a different state where we didn't know anyone. Would we be putting ourselves in danger?
We decided to give one last place a try. It was a small hole-in-the-wall place in the middle of an otherwise bustling neighborhood. The instant we walked through the front doors, we were hit with a cloud of patchouli. Peaceful music. A statue of Buddha next to an even bigger statue of Buddha. A little mock waterfall, dripping peacefully.
There, we met our psychic. Let's call them Zenus. I don't know why, no particular reason. Just a name I came up with. In order to preserve an air of mystery about our psychic, we're not going to describe them. But trust us when we say, Zenus was gorgeous. Zenus was a tarot card reader who could give readings off a photo. So we were going to show them a photo of Beat Macrame.
They shuffled their tarot cards. See if you can spot the sound.
We are kind of investigating this person. And we've had a little bit of contact with him. And we're going to an event in Las Vegas to meet him in person.
Okay.
And we're wondering, I guess, if it's safe to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay. That's the...
And it's actually tomorrow, so...
It's actually tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Coming up close on it.
Yeah.
Wow. Definitely good that we're kind of, like, out of retrograde for this.
Okay.
I guess I would ask, what leads you to feel caution in terms of this in general?
Well, I think it's like, we don't really know this person. It's like, mm-hmm. obviously we've been seeing a personality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been working on this like investigation for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think our fear is that like we approach this person with our faces mm-hmm. for the first time.
Right.
That like, there's like, we don't know who we're dealing with.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
And we're literally going to this event in Vegas where we don't know any, like, yeah. I feel we're scared.
We're definitely out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Do you want to show the picture?
Yeah.
This is pretty freaky, so.
Oh, wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then kind of serving.
Huh. We never thought about it like that. I guess he was kind of, serving. We were showing the psychic the very photo that had started this investigation in the first place.
Wearing a full face of makeup, white contact lenses blocking out his eyes, black lips curled into a devilish smile, as if to say, I dare you to submit to this festival. I'm a psychopath.
The psychic shuffled the tarot card deck and explained what they were seeing.
Okay, these are not bad signs.
Okay.
I would not signal lack of safety here, so let's just keep investigating.
They got into the investigating.
The Seven of Swords is a little bit of a warning. The Seven of Swords tends to be a little bit, like it's associated with being a thief. But the way that I would kind of interpret it a little bit more nuanced is, like, especially with the swords, intellectual theft. So like anything where you can kind of take your ideas and run with it, that kind of thing.
Huh. No comment. But that was definitely interesting. They said even more.
And then the Queen of Wands, there's a lot of feminine energy around him, actually. So there's not a lot of masculinity showing up here. Like, there's a little bit of, like, he peacocks. I don't see, like, anything like the devil. I don't see anything where it's, like, rooted in this heavy darkness or anything like that. But I do kind of sense wanting, yearning for power.
Interesting.
Which could influence this a little bit. The way that I'm feeling him right now is like there's a little inner struggle, a little inner like I'm insecure and I feel like I need to kind of like overperform or I need to do something to overaccommodate that.
Oh, poor guy. They had one warning.
Okay, advice for you two, I would just say be clear about your intentions and really be careful about your words. So don't overpromise, don't give any binding contracts, be clear about what the nature of this is. Like you need to come in not forming a like deep connection or bond with this person, I would say. But like business is business. Like there needs to be a little bit of a detachment there.
We took note of this. We would try to be as clear and concise in speaking to Beep Macrame as possible. We would not overpromise. And most importantly, we would try to not fall in love with him. The psychic's words brought us peace.
This is really great.
It's actually very helpful.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that there's nothing we have to worry about because the trip is tomorrow.
I know, like tomorrow, what are you gonna do? It's like devil take like, the tower. Yeah, I mean, like, it's not giving me, like, I keep being like, maybe the warnings, and it's not giving me anything.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's not giving me anything too bad. Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
We parted ways, got some rest, and met the next morning bright and early. It was time to do the unthinkable. We were about to drive to Las Vegas to meet Beep Macrame. For you guys, the listeners. Now, an ad break.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The ad break is over.
It's 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's the day of.
Okay,
I woke up bright and early. I'm actually not nervous yet. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know about you, but it honestly feels like
vacation.
We went to skydive, so it actually really prepared us for this, because the way that we prepared for skydiving is by being busy with other stuff.
Yeah.
So on the way to skydiving, we were like, oh, I didn't even think about it. We're skydiving.
I, on the other hand, woke up in extremely afraid because...
Really?
I literally am so afraid of no one being there.
Yeah.
And then having to interact with this person immediately because there's no one else there.
Kyle had a point. It reminded me of the drive to go skydiving. There, in the car, Kyle had brought up the fact that we could die, which was something that hadn't even crossed my mind. And now, similarly, Kyle brought up something equally horrifying. We could potentially show up to Beat Macrame's event and be the only people there. Honestly, you guys, listeners, that actually sounded worse than dying from skydiving. Because honestly, it sounded hella awkward. For a while, we drove in complete silence. And as we did, something else popped into my mind. The flyer for the event had been last posted to Instagram 3 weeks ago. So, us being the only people there, it didn't seem that far-fetched. I'm sorry, you have an event? You promote it just once and trust it'll sell out? What are you, Harry Styles? We sat in even more silence.
As much as we wanted to avoid talking about the inevitable, the event was just a couple hours away. We needed to talk strategy. I went first.
Well, on the flyer, it had said, like, first come, first serve, or something.
It said, first come, first serve. Seats will fill up, so get there early to grab yours.
So you had mentioned that we should get there at 30 minutes early.
Making that 5:30 p.m., yeah.
And I'm thinking about it, and I'm saying, oh, hell no. I don't want to get there 30 minutes
early. You don't want to get there for 30 minutes
early. No, if anything, I want to get there maybe 10 minutes after. So we...
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? 10 minutes after it starts?
I'm scared. I don't want to go there when they're like literally setting up the chairs and it's just the macrame setting up the chairs.
Here's what I think. Yeah. I think if we walk in late, we risk actually the opposite bad thing.
Oh, of it being like, oh, look, these
record scratch. Who's that?
Oh.
I fear that.
Okay, so how about this? We make a compromise. We'll go there right at 6.
We negotiated.
I do propose, okay, maybe not half an hour early. Maybe that is gnarly.
Yeah.
But that we go, let's say, 15 minutes early. We don't walk in.
Yeah, we'll scope it out.
We'll scope it out.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Scratch what I just said. Scratch the 15 minutes.
Okay.
I think we walk into the event a couple minutes before it starts. Yeah. But I think we get to the location.
30 minutes early.
At least 30 minutes early. We stake it out.
Yeah, we'll stake it out.
So it was decided we would show up at the location of the event 30 minutes early to stake it out and get the lay of the land. But we would actually walk into the event a couple minutes to go time. So we didn't get there too early, in case no one else was there. But also, we wouldn't walk in too late and cause a record scratch moment where everyone's like, who the hell are those two?
Without a doubt, we were starting to feel anxious. But let's be honest, two girls in a car on their way to Vegas? I'm not trying to keep a secret from anyone when I say, we had some fun.
We're looking at a place called Six Beans. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I do see it.
Can you say it?
Six Beans.
One more time with confidence.
Six Beans.
That's perfect. I'll see you guys at Six Beans. It shares a brick and mortar location with the Subway. So you could sometimes see the Six Beans employees maybe picking up a shift at Subway and vice versa.
Or getting like their coffee, like the Subway, what they start their day, they get their coffee at Six Beans.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And then there's a cute barista at Six Beans and the employee at Subway's like, I wonder if she's single. She's right there, but she's so far out of reach.
Six Beans.
Like any good road trip, we took a pit stop at a certain regional burger joint. We did some more strategizing. Specifically, we discussed the various scenarios we might encounter.
Let's say okay. It's the first scenario. So we go in and we're like locking eyes with him because we're the only people there.
And the psychic said, be very deliberate.
I think we go,
we're so excited. We drove from LA
to be here.
We're big fans.
We're big fans.
Because that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We are big fans.
We actually wanted to record some of the event for a podcast. Could you sign this release form?
Yeah.
The scheming was good. The burgers, even better. We moved on to scenarios 2 and 3. We decided if we got to the event and there were a lot of people there, we would approach him afterward and say, hey, we really enjoyed the event. Do you mind if we grab an interview? In the third scenario, if the event was canceled altogether. In that case, we said we would simply go to our dinner reservation early. We would be bummed, but at least we'd have a good meal in our stomach. Just to make sure everything was in order, we revisited the event page. And what we saw was shocking.
Did you see what I just saw?
Is this what you're looking at?
Yes.
I cannot even believe this. This event that we're going to is actually a musical? It's a musical?
It's a horror musical.
39, please.
I thought it was a festival. But no, it's a musical.
Get 38 and 39, please.
And
get 36, please.
I don't know what to say.
We were shocked. This whole time, we had thought we were going to another film festival. You know, like the event we had put on. Movies, popcorn, step and repeat. Does anyone in the audience need to pee? Etc. But you guys, the listeners, we just discovered that the event we were going to in Las Vegas, Nevada was a horror musical. We were driving across state lines to see theater. Feverishly, in complete disbelief, we Googled the name of the event plus the word musical. And that led us to an Instagram account of one of the actors in the musical. And in her post, we saw three words that nearly caused us to crash Kyle's Prius.
Those three words? Sexy horror musical. What the fuck had we gotten ourselves into? To be continued.
Next time on Truth Hounds. We were on our way to an event that was terrifying. It was almost like the universe was asking us, are you sure you want to do this?
We had sat in so much traffic that we were now forced to drive straight to the event. We would immediately be thrown into the sexy horror musical den. The next thing we knew, we were in a brightly lit auditorium, facing a grand stage. Took our seats, breathing a little sigh of relief. Oh my God. You guys, the listeners, I hope you're sitting down. This is our conversation with B. Macrame.
Hey, if you like the Truth Hounds, please subscribe to us and leave us a 5-star review. Seriously, it would really help us. And honestly, you gotta start earning your keep around here.
And as soon as you're done earning your keep, follow us on Instagram at TruthHounds and on Twitter at TheTruthHounds to participate in our investigations and see behind-the-scenes footage and bonus juicy content. TruthHounds is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.